This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
In previous commentaries, I've quoted Dennis Prager's assessment that the left ruins just about every part of society it touches. The latest example comes from an editorial by Derek Hunter of how political correctness is ruining the film industry. The example he cited was the decision by Hollywood to make a movie about the 1973 Yom Kippur War. The producers were able to secure Helen Mirren to play the Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir. This was a key component to the project, since there might not be much interest in this story with the public, but getting Mirren on the project will probably increase interest and put more people in movie seats. There's just one problem. Helen Mirren isn't Jewish. For most of us, having a person who isn't Jewish play a Jewish person isn't a problem. As one of the guests on my radio program put it, it's called acting. In his commentary, Derek Hunter reminds us of another controversy in Hollywood. That one surfaced when it was announced that Scarlett Johansson would be playing a trans person in an upcoming movie. When the criticism came from the trans community, she dropped out of the project and the movie was scrapped. The publicity image for the film showed Helen Mirren in prosthetics that made her look like the Israeli politician. Derek Hunter then asks, are prosthetics not allowed anymore? Should Gary Oldman not have played Winston Churchill because he's not bald and obese? This led to an interesting discussion on my radio program about what would no longer be allowed in Hollywood. Perhaps the funniest line was that if you use the latest politically correct criteria, then Leonard Nimoy couldn't even be allowed to play Spock in Star Trek because he wasn't a Vulcan. I guess we need to laugh, because the reality of all this is so tragic. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.